As Lucas headed back toward Minneapolis, Mail called him on his cellular phone.
God damn, you were fast, Lucas. Can I call you Lucas? How'd you like all those fire trucks, hmm? I drove by while you guys were up there.
Lucas tried to keep him on the line. Listen, we think you might have some trouble, you know, making the world work right. And we think you might know it. And we can get you help.
Fuck that, Davenport. There's nothing wrong with my fucking head. There's something wrong with the fucking world. Turn on your TV sometime, asshole.
And he was gone again. On his way home, Lucas took University Avenue toward St. Paul and stopped just short of the St. Paul city line. Davenport Simulations occupied a suite of offices on the first floor of a faceless but well-kept office building. Most of the offices in the building were closed. Davenport Simulations was completely lit up. Most of the programmers started work in the early afternoon and ran until midnight or later. The back two-thirds of the office suite was a single bay, cut up into small cubicles by shoulder-high dividers, exactly the kind used in the homicide office. Lucas passed out copies of the composite. Nobody knew the face. One of the programmers, a woman named Ice, stared at the picture.
He's a big guy?
Yeah. Tall, muscular, crazy, apparently. Sounds like my last date, I said. Will you put it on the net?
No problem.
Ice was a throwback to the days of punk, with short cropped hair, bright red lipstick that flowed somewhat out of the lines of her lips, and nose rings. She wrote more code than anyone in the place. An idea began to tickle in the back of Lucas's head, but he pushed it away for the moment.